So I wanted to, watershed discipleship is kind of the opposite side of it is watershed conquest. So I'm going to deal with that first and then get into watershed discipleship. So watershed conquest is this idea that, or this reality, that back in the 15th century, the popes created these papal bulls, these kind of written documents that said that discovered lands and territories, resources and people could be claimed for the state if they weren't yet Christians. And so when Europeans discovered, I definitely put that in quotes since there were people here already, a new place, they could claim it for the church and for their state because those people weren't Christian yet. So they needed to bring Christianity to them. And so when they discovered the mouth of a river, then they could claim that entire watershed as based on the principle of contiguity. So all of the land that was contiguous to that water source was claimed for the name of that state and for the church due to the doctrine of discovery. And so this led to obviously colonizing places in the name of the church. With the goal of evangelism. And so it was based on the Great Commission because go and make disciples of all nations, right? And so if we take the good news to them, then that sanctifies anything else that might happen in that space. So this is the idea of watershed conquest, and that is how, you know, all the Americas were claimed. And other, you know, Africa and other areas of the world were claimed based on this in order to spread Christianity, but at the same time, going in there and taking the natural resources from the people who already lived there and shipping them back to Europe. So this is based on a few things that are kind of theological, but this idea of functional docetism. The docetism is the idea that Jesus only seemed to have a physical body, but he was really just a spirit. And so if you think that Jesus was just a spirit, then he wasn't connected to the material world, and therefore you can continue thinking that the material world is evil and only the spirit is good. So that was a heresy that was tamped down by the church early on, but it continues to live on in the ways that we function. So this idea that you can separate souls from bodies, not literally, but you can separate the fact that, hey, we're going in there and saving native people's souls, even though we're enslaving their bodies. So being willing to sacrifice the justice and the humanity of people in order to save their souls. It also requires placing humanity above creation hierarchically as closer to God, and believing that creation is only here for us. So when we have that belief, we have a tendency to think that all of this is here for us to use, no matter what impact it has on the other species or the land and water. And so we think this fairly frequently, right? That humanity is kind of at the pinnacle of creation, and we're better than everybody else, and therefore all of the rest of it is here for us. Whereas the Bible doesn't really say that. The Bible says we're here to take care of the rest of it, right? We're here to learn how to care for it and how, become skilled masters at caring for the creation. And so by placing ourselves at the top of that hierarchy closest to God, we often think that we have a divine right to all of the resources. But that's not what the biblical tradition tells us. And it doesn't work out very well for the health of the land and the people on it in the long run. So, yeah, and then that last bullet point there is, again, this idea that we have this divine grant from God to go and claim the other lands in order to spread the gospel. So this idea that, you know, we talked about it in American history later on as manifest destiny, that we have been chosen, we're the chosen people by God to spread the good news in the new world, and therefore, no matter what we do, it's right because we have this destiny from God. And so that has led to you know, taking the land from the native people, enslaving people, and taking all of the natural resources that we can and moving on to the next place that has natural resources. And this is all based in the church and this idea that we need to go there and save souls, and so we can justify our other actions by the fact that we're evangelizing.